The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, Zach here. Today's episode of Off Book is an unlocked episode, formerly of Stitcher Premium exclusive, now for you, for the people. This is a live show from Philadelphia at the Good Good Comedy Theater in January of 2019. Can you believe it? We did two shows there. This is one of them. Among other things, it carries on our proud tradition of making Panera-based content. So if you've never had Stitcher Premium, this one will be new for you. We will be back with a brand new episode next week that you're going to love. But for now, enjoy.
Welcome to the Airwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
That's the only rhyme you're going to get.
Thank you for coming. This is Off Book, the improvised musical. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Marino.
Give it up for Philly's own Kevin McKenney on the keys. Generous.
Philly's favorite son.
Don't laugh at that.
Come
it's
at
true.
Me, Kevin Hart, apparently.
we learned that today.
And now,
now we sit.
It's a podcast.
For those of you who were maybe dragged here by a friend who you love and trust very much.
Make some noise.
Yeah. No one. All right. Well, for anyone who doesn't know, this is an improvised musical. Everything that we're about to sing and say and everything that Kevin plays is totally made up. We could never do it again. We couldn't even if we tried.
So for those of you who are at the first show, like, there will be no Jumanji references. Oh. I'm so sorry. Well, there'll be one for you.
Oh. Wait. And that was it. Just now. And so now, normally we would just chat with a guest, but we don't have a guest because we don't know how to do that when we travel. So we just need a word, and then we'll kind of jump off from there.
Anything?
What was that I heard?
Takeout.
I heard first. Takeout.
And then also buoyancy.
And also talk. Tacos. What is the most buoyant takeout? Is it tacos?
I went to a steamed pork bun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because
because
it has liquid inside of it.
And it just looks real floaty.
And liquid floats another liquid. That's just science. And that's not true, though, I don't think.
Well, some liquids float. It depends on their density, right?
They, like, emulsify. That's when you have two liquids that are not the same density, but you, like, move them fast enough. And you're an Italian restaurant. And they give you oil and then...
Vinegar.
And you put them together and you dip bread in it and it's delicious. And
yes.
That is science.
Yes. Yeah, it's good with me.
Yeah.
Takeout.
I eat a lot of... Taco Bell has come back into my rotation in a big way in the last year.
Yeah.
I was gone from Taco Bell for, I want to say, like, a decade because it made me feel like garbage.
I never left its side.
Yeah.
I do feel like I don't consider myself, like, a very health-conscious person. I consider myself just, like... a mildly health conscious person.
Sure.
But I did have to do like an adjustment of eating. I used to say, oh, I eat like you left your 15-year-old son with $200 for a weekend. And he just like only ate pizza rolls and like drive through. I really ate that way. And then
what did he do with the rest of the $200? How much are you spending on pizza?
Well, it was three meals. Hell yeah, Kevin. Philly's favorite son.
Garrett. like it.
Dude, I love it when your parents go to Napa.
Just tasting that sweet, sweet wine country of Northern California.
And leaving you behind with $200.
And whatever, we could just spend it so like we're here in the grocery store and we can just get whatever we want.
Okay.
And I think you're thinking what I'm thinking.
Are you thinking mozzarella sticks?
Oh, yeah.
Are you thinking mozzarella sticks?
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd really do the trick.
I'm thinking mozzarella sticks. Are you thinking some pizza rolls? Are you thinking some pizza rolls? Biologically, they'll take a toll. But I'm thinking some pizza rolls.
And are you thinking some bagel bites?
You know I'm thinking some bagel bites.
They'll really just do so red.
I'm thinking some bagel bites. We'll top it off with some Otter Pops. Do you remember those Otter Pops? When we stop eating, we'll never stop. Because we're eating those Otter Pops. There is no limit to what $200 can get.
No limit at all.
No limit to what you can fill in your shopping cart. So just roll down the aisle and get it all. He's with Michael, and Michael is a good influence.
Michael's a great influence, and you know, we said we were going to help him expand and mature by giving him some more independence. Now, please, are we doing the white or the red flight? Or do you want to do red and I do white, or I do red and you do white?
No,
or
no.
Do you want to start slow and we'll split a flight? I know they look down on it, but we're tasting a lot of vineyards today.
It's honestly shocking to me that they don't have a flight that starts off with like two whites and then three reds. But they say, you must choose. You may have white or red. You can't have both.
Sweetheart, we're not in Temecula. This is Napa.
It just makes me upset. There's all these rules with wine, and I'm sorry. I'm stressed out.
I know, we're...
Because Devin's at home alone.
I know, but
Michael's a good influence.
Michael's a great influence. Ever since they were little boys, you know, Michael, he was talking before Devin. He was reading before Devin.
Yeah, he's smarter than our son. Michael is a good influence, and he's smarter than our son, who I love very much, and is less smart than...
But you know what I always say? You know, we really trust Michael, and you know who Michael trusts?
Devin. You're right. You're right. Let's just taste some wines. Because people are complex. So just because Michael is smarter than Devin doesn't mean Devin has many, many good qualities.
Listen, listen. Do I like this cab sav? Well, sure, I've had better cab savs than this cab sav. But this cab sav, it ain't so bad like Devin.
The straight up Merlot, well, it's pretty good as far as Merlots go. Are there other Merlots that do come close? Yes, there are, but this one's fine, and so is Devin.
So is Devin. If we switch, well, this is the trick. Are we just okay with this Chardonnay? I mean, it's okay, but hey, I like to say it's just so.
This is Zinfandel. It's top of the top as far as I can tell. And honestly, it may land me in hell, but I'm starting to think our son is inferior. He's just
And well, what the heck? Let's switch it up with this
Malbec.
I know it might taste like a wreck, but not like Devin. He's always trying so hard.
Michael is the Merlot. Devin is his friend. He's more of a Cabernet. Together they're a red blend. Yet for some reason it does. Yin and Yang, Merlot and Zinfandel. That's not what I meant, but you know what
I
meant.
Drunk
because
Devin, we've had all kinds of wine.
Doopa doopa doopa
Devin, and I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
I wish this wine bar had more breadsticks so I could sober up. To use that over their spitting cup. What am I gonna do? Spit out wine that I paid for because there's lots of wines. I wanna drink all of the wines.
I'm gonna drink all of the wines.
I love Devin. We have a very good son named Michael. Devin. Also, like our son's friend, Michael. Go back to the Airbnb.
And tomorrow
we'll call Devin. Okay, parents gone. Rule number one.
No rules, just right.
No rules, just right. Rule number two, some rules.
Okay.
Some rules, okay. Rule number one, no rules, just right. Rule number two, some rules, okay.
Rule number three,
all rules. No good.
Sick.
Okay? I feel like we covered it.
Devin?
Yeah, what's up?
Are we gonna, like, invite other people over this time? Or, like some girls? Or just more dudes? Or, like... beers.
Michael, I'm comfortable inviting dudes. I'm comfortable inviting girls. I'm uncomfortable inviting beers.
Okay.
That's just me and where I'm at right now.
Okay. Well, okay.
Do you want to get beers?
Here's my thing.
Okay.
Okay, I trust you.
I trust you.
Cool.
You're a good influence on me.
Hey, I honestly think I get way too much credit. It's like, I'm maybe a better influence on paper, but you have, like, you have a lot of heart, and I think that's a good influence on me. Come on, Devin. Come on. All right. Like, but...
Sorry, I had something in my throat.
You okay? Do you want a water or something?
I'm good. I just ate so many pizza rolls and only pizza rolls.
Yeah. So you want to hydrate with some Code Red?
Yeah. Could you give me that?
Here you go.
So much caffeine. So much. I love it. Sorry. Beers.
Well, I was just thinking that the first time I get drunk, I definitely want it to be with you.
For sure.
And what if we don't go to the same college? That means we have to get drunk in high school.
Okay.
So that I don't go into college like a noob, puking all over the place. I go in like a suave Michael, ready to take on the world.
For sure. Question.
Yep.
Why the first time you drink, you have to drink so much that you puke all over the place?
Okay, fair point. I don't, especially if it was now in a home where I'm safe with you, my best friend, who I trust. But if it's out there in the world with a bunch of new people who I'm trying to influence to like me, and I'm like out of my element, and I haven't eaten a bunch of pizza rolls that day. Maybe I've only had one chicken tender from the cafeteria because I don't like their food and I haven't dialed
yet. Peer pressure is real, and I understand that. Let's get some beers. How do we do that?
Okay, so my cousin is a bad influence on me.
I think from the limited experience we've both had, we can both agree that Brent is kind of trouble all the way up and down.
Yeah, I mean, like, he definitely shouldn't have convinced us that we should, like, ride a go-kart into a ravine.
We're so lucky. That ran out of gas. We could have been dead.
All right, so maybe Brent's not the right call.
I mean, he is the guy that could definitely get us beer and wouldn't even think about the fact that it's illegal and possibly immoral.
What about this? Lexi Burke has an older brother. And
Lexi
she's
Burke,
so cute.
You know I'm in love with Lexi Burke. You're saying that we should go to my deepest crush. To the woman that occupies my brain 23 hours of the day. And
maybe
start
I'm
by asking for a favor?
Well, I don't know. It can be organic.
You only get one shot.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Scotty, get out of here. Scotty, Scotty, I know you're home from college and you think you're so cool, but get out of here. I'm working on an essay.
Lex, you're so dumb.
I'm literally not. You can't, I know that's not true, so you can't get at me,
Lex,
okay?
Lex, I've been in college now and I'm sort of a new man. Does that make sense?
You seem exactly the same, if not worse.
I'm not like the brother you had before. I'm sort of a new and better. Sort of a new and better
just
Marcus.
I don't think so at all. Marcus, is that where you're going now with?
I changed my name. I left for
Scotty.
I left Scotty and I came back a Marcus. And that's the journey that I'm on.
Yeah,
so if you can call me Marcus.
A lot of people do that in college,
I've actually just changed my mind again. I think I'd like to be a Dante.
Wait, a Dante or you're a space Dante?
No, just Dante. Lex, what are you working on?
An essay.
That's so high school. In college, we don't have, well, we do have, we do have essays, but they're longer, and the people that read them are our professors, and that's, I mean, when you think about that, you know.
Dante.
It's pretty Dante.
What are you even trying to do right now?
I'm just trying to connect with you because college is not going well.
Okay.
And you seem like, I know that you're just, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Cool. And I know that you have your shit together. You've probably been accepted to a lot of colleges already.
No, right? You apply your senior year.
Do you really?
Yeah.
City college is hard for me. You don't apply at all. You just sort of show up.
Yeah.
As I've found. But I want to get to what's going on in your life right now. I don't know you. I've been gone so long. I've changed so much this past 3 months.
Yeah, Scotty, and I kind of thought maybe this would happen. You know, it's but you're fine. You know, you don't have to do anything to impress me.
I'm not fine. I'm better than
Stop
ever.
It.
I'm bad.
Stop.
It's
you already
bad.
Admitted that it's bad.
I remembered that now.
Yeah. You know, things are good. I'm just trying. Yeah, I'm getting ready to take my SATs. I already took the PSATs and I didn't get that special thing, but that's okay. I'm trying not to let it hang over my head.
Yeah,
and
I've taken the LSAT.
Scotty.
I'm taking the lawyer test.
Scotty. Scotty, I'm gonna kick you out of my room if you're just gonna be a weird back and forth weirdo. Do you want to talk to me, or do you want to make me feel bad about your new pretentious self?
I honestly don't. It's a weird instinct, and it's coming up because I feel inferior to you.
Yeah, no, I get that.
This is a moment of honesty right now. I don't know how long it will last. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing really good. So I'm gonna leave.
You don't have to leave.
To go to med school.
Oh my gosh, you're lucky mom and dad are in Temecula right now. Otherwise, I would be yelling for their help.
Are they?
Yeah, they're doing less pretentious wine tasting. Not necessarily better or worse, just
people don't realize what kind of good wine Temecula, California has.
Yeah, maybe they don't. But yeah, you know, they left me with $200 and I'm just trying to get a lot done this weekend.
Okay. You seem busy. I'll leave you alone.
Okay. Lexi, you idiot. Why didn't you ask him the one thing he's good at? Falling in love. There are no holes in my life.
This is a lab coat. I'm going back to scientist school.
Good. Yeah, good.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye, bye. Falling in love. Falling in love. Well, I can't just ask a simple question of falling in love. Falling in love.
I forgot my shoes. I took them off because I recently studied abroad in Japan. That's what they do there.
Scotty, you didn't. I know that's not true. No. But I'm also not being honest with you. I am bad at boys.
What? Trying to be nice,
part.
Yes.
I learned from you, and you could
also learn from myself, cause it's, ooh, I'm putting up walls, I'm sorry, I'm working
it's
on
okay.
It.
I do it too, I try to seem so together like I have it all, but when it comes to romance, I'm not very on the ball.
All that you've gotta do, trust and be yourself. That's the secret to taking love off of the shelf. I learned that in...
Don't say Japan.
No, I just learned that by...
But you were lying to me all the time. Do you not lie to yourself in a relationship?
No, that's not how you have a successful relationship. Your family, I have to lie to you. I have an inferiority complex with you.
Oh, wow. So...
Does he have a name? Or she? Or they?
Thanks. That was sweet. it's a he, and his name's... Devon.
Bring.
Oh. Hang on. It's an unknown number.
Hang up.
Yeah,
never answer.
Who even calls?
He'll leave a message if it's important.
Yeah, good point. Text her. I told
it's
you
just
to text
me.
Her.
I meant to.
Why
I hit the wrong
call?
Button. No one calls. Why would I call?
Oh, my freaking God. Damn it.
It's going to voicemail. It's going to voicemail.
Hang up.
I don't know how.
Hang up.
I don't know. Okay.
Oh, God.
Well, now I just left a voicemail that just says hi. That's not good.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm done. That was it. That was my one shot. Lexi Burke is always going to think of me as the guy that screams hi now.
Sorry, let me finish this otter pup.
Yeah. Which is that one?
Blue.
I like Little Orphan Orange.
Yes, a good one. Text her, dude. You got to text her.
Okay.
Or like call
her. Hi, send. Shit. What did I just
Why
do?
Did you do that?
I don't know. It was on my mind.
Okay,
and
that,
I just kind of did the thing.
That same number just sent me hi.
Does it, who is it though?
No, it's still unknown, but he put hi in a period.
That's weird punctuation.
Should I like.
It's also maybe a sentence fragment? I don't know.
What should I do?
An unknown number just texted you hi?
Yeah.
You ignore that. You fully ignore that.
Wait, I have three dots.
Okay.
And now I don't. And now I do?
Sorry.
And now I don't.
I just don't know. Okay.
Stop it, dude. You have
just,
to commit
no,
to
I'm
typing.
Going
She's
to
probably
it?
Okay. Seen the dots.
Okay.
Send a GIF.
Hi.
Or a GIF. I'm not getting into this.
I feel like I need to put, I don't, like, we got our number from a mutual friend. I feel like I need to say who I am.
Yes, quickly.
Hello, I am.
No, stop like a robot. Just be like, hey girl, Just give it to me.
No, I don't want you to Cyrano de Bergerac me.
We have to. What choice do we have?
Well, then she'll fall in love with you. I know how that story ends, Michael. She falls in love with
That's
you.
That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
Just let me do it.
Are you that afraid of a Cyrano?
With you? Yes. What should I say?
Oh my gosh! One Cyrano, I promise.
Okay, okay.
There you go.
Okay. Doo-doo.
Oh my gosh! It's from Devin. He was like, hey girl, sorry that was weird AF. I got your number because I was hoping you could give me the notes on that class I missed because I didn't even miss it. I was just zoning out and I can't help notice you're so good at note taking.
I have a couple of thoughts about that. One, I think he's flirting with you. Two, I don't entirely disapprove of the way he's going about it.
I mean, it seems like sweet and innocuous, and he called out that the high period was weird, so we can get rid of the, like, sociopath.
That, too. Also, his first compliment to you was about your mind and not your body,
yeah.
Which I like. But he didn't say anything about your body.
You're my brother.
I know, and I fully understand how weird this is. Yeah, I don't even want to walk down that road. Well, what do you think? Just text him back. Do you have the notes?
Of course I have the notes.
Then say you'll give him the notes. But say you'll
okay,
like...
Okay, I should like send it to him? Like I could like share him on a Google Doc?
No, you meet him at like I don't know.
I could like share him on a Google Doc and then
no,
I could like send him
no,
a text that's
no.
like, did you get that Google Doc?
Hey, Lexi, you need to take a deep breath right here. Give it to me.
No, do not Cyrano de Bergerac.
I'm not going to Cyrano de Bergerac you.
But then he's going to fall in love with you.
He's definitely not. I mean, he might, but he probably won't.
You're so... Listen, I know that we like butt heads, but you're very charming, Scotty.
Thank you. I'm also exclusively into older women, so it's not an issue.
Well, I'm not worried about you falling in love with him. I'm worried about him falling in love with you.
It's a one-way street. That's not going to work. I mean, he's not going to fall in love with me. I'll
okay.
just do one Cyrano.
One Cyrano.
One Cyrano. Boom, 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 boom.
Your phone dinged.
Oh, my God. hey, no problem. Haha, that was super random. I wasn't sure what it was, but I'm so glad you're not a creeper. Smiley face. Also, yeah, I've got those notes. Would totally love to get them from you at the Panera later. What?
From you? Is she coming back with an asterisk for you?
What'd I say?
From you? You don't have the notes. I'm not into her critical reading.
Totally have. We asked for notes. Didn't we ask for notes?
Yeah, she said no. We asked for her notes, and she's saying I
have the
those
notes for you.
From yeah, but you said from.
That's what
read
I was
it.
Asking when I said it says for.
Oh,
I have the notes for you.
Phew, thought she was yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I don't have the notes. Send. I mean.
Yeah, I know he doesn't.
Great.
Well,
must have been about some conversation they were having. I assume. Hard to know.
You
so
know
great,
this
set,
means?
Set the date.
We're going to Panera. You know what this means, dude?
Yeah.
We're going to Panera.
You pick two. Me and you. Going to Panera where the bread is hot. Everyone knows it's a bready spot. Got that bread, get it in a bowl. Finding love, don't pay a toll. Get there, get what you would like. Salad, sandwich, day and night. Got the iced tea, get so many flavors. Fall in love, it is what you savor. You pick two, me and you. You pick two, me and you.
Oh wow, how's the Panera gonna take its toll? I hope I can get a soup in a bread ass bowl. I want that tomato, I want that fist. Is this love? Is this a risk? What if I get that broccoli and cheddar? Will that make him like me a little better? Or maybe I should get a salad and have Sam. Yeah, that's the way I am. Because I don't like one thing. I like to bring a little different variety I bring. What do you think, Scotty? Do you want to talk about my body? No, we said no, we won't go down. Won't go down that road. That didn't bode well, no, that did not well. Did not bode. And I'm like, oh,
you pick two, me and you.
You pick two,
me and you.
Okay, little sister, we will go to the Panera. You'll be by yourself, you will not share. I will be in the back, creeping, sleeping, hanging back. With a hat, sunglasses on. No in the break of dawn. I'm just there, peering around. People will be like, ooh, what's that sound? But it's nothing, because I'm quiet as fuck. People will be like, oh, you're in luck. There's a strange man in a trench coat, and he looks like he's a doctor, because I am a doctor. I'm going to, I'm sorry about that. You pick two.
Me and you. Yo, Devin, as we make this big, we make this big love attack. Don't matter about me, no, worry about y'all. We hang out in the back.
Okay.
With sunglasses and a hat on, like a doctor, like a proctor. I'll sit at the table and I'm in so able to give you advice. So nice, and I'll tell you little things. I'll whisper in your ear if you're feeling a little nervous, if you have a little fear. But don't worry about me, no one bring. No one will look at a thing that I say. Yep.
You pick two.
Me and you. Welcome to Panera. Welcome to Panera.
Welcome to Panera.
Pan is bread in many Latin languages. Pan in Espanol. Can I get you anything?
Hey, Kelsey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, what is it, Trevor?
Listen, you're a wonderful employee.
Am I?
No, you're not, Kelsey. Just trying to start this off as a compliment sandwich.
The first honest thing you've ever said to me, Trevor. I can't stand you, Kelsey, and your corporate by the book bullshit.
Kelsey, I am an assistant manager. I am corporate,
yeah,
only in the most technical.
Who's lining your pockets?
Damn it.
Fat cats on Bread Hill.
Kelsey, you make $8.75 an hour. I make $9.25 an hour. I am not the sort of like man enemy you're perceiving me to be right now. I'm just trying to get like through the day. And when I say man enemy, I mean like the man, not like man. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. You piece of bureaucratic fuddy-duddy.
Kelsey.
Stop
I just
telling
need
me
you.
To push the apples. Nobody wants the apples.
Wait, do you see all these apples? I know no one wants the apples, but corporate says we're Panera and we gotta offer people chips,
and you
bread,
just listen
apples.
To them, don't you, Trevor?
That's what it means to work in a job, Kelsey.
Not,
that is how jobs go.
Is it? Is it?
Yeah, it is. It is, Kelsey.
But what if it wasn't, Trevor? What if it wasn't? What if instead, when someone came here and they ordered, I said, do you even know where this lettuce was grown? Do you even know how much it costs to get here? Turn around and get back in your freaking Roadrunner, you piece of yuppie trash. Here's a free apple. It's covered in wax, so it looks shiny. Think about that, you piece of garbage.
Kelsey, I know you phrased that as a hypothetical, but it is a thing you've done to two or three people. And it is the reason that we are having this conversation.
Well,
right,
why
now.
Don't you just fire me, Trevor? Why haven't you fired me? Maybe it's because I'm right.
It's because I'm an assistant manager. I can't fire you, Kelsey. I am not your boss, really.
Or maybe.
I just sort of work here and I'm slightly above you. You're making my job very hard because when you screamed at that, by the way, very young girl that she was yuppie trash and should leave on her Roadrunner, who do you think that complaint ended up coming back to?
Herself, when she looked in the mirror.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Kelsey, if you hated so much here, just quit. What are you doing here?
I can't. My parents are making me have an after-school job.
Doesn't have to be this one, though. There's lots of things you could do. You could volunteer your time
that
somewhere else.
That doesn't pay, Trevor.
Oh, so now you care about money?
My parents want me to have an after-school job, not an after-school activity. If it was just about having an activity, I could stay in the dark room like I want.
When you say dark room, do you mean a photography dark room or just a generic dark room?
Fair question, both.
But hey, if you're interested in photography, that's what you should do. You should go and find, I don't know, a gallery to work in. That way you can be making money at a summer job, but also pursuing a passion.
Trevor, you really think it's that easy? You think there's a bunch of photography galleries looking to hire a 17-year-old?
Oh, Kelsey, I don't fucking know. I just know that you make my life really hard here, and I want you, like, self-servingly, this isn't about me trying to help you. I want you to go somewhere else. I'm sorry.
No. You brought up a lot of good points. But I can't.
Tell me about it.
This is the only place where I even got an interview. Leave you say, well, yes, that sounds like the right thing to do. But my mom and dad want me to make money, and I yell at them, and it isn't very funny. But nowhere else will pay my wages.
Kelsey, gotta break free. Kelsey, you gotta get away from me.
Kelsey,
gotta break free. More importantly, you gotta get away from me. Sorry, there's something to the counter.
Do you want an apple? Of course you do not. They're fucking bullshit. They're not even good kinds of apples. It's not like it's a Honeycrisp.
They're fine apples. The apples are
it's
fine.
The kind with that thick red skin where you're like, why am I mostly only tasting bitter
apple
skin?
It's a classic apple.
Skin?
You'll like it. It's fine. If you want an apple, it's a fine apple.
Oh, do you want a big tooth? Sandwich, what a weird mix, you freak.
Don't call our customers freaks.
I'm giving them the truth. I'm letting them see themselves as they really are. Sir, did you ever suspect you were a freak?
I mean, yeah.
And needed help when I said yes, in fact you were a freak.
No, it didn't hurt, it felt validating to hear my true self for them. I think that's a rarity that happened just now.
Kelsey, you gotta break free. Kelsey,
get away from me.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the back office.
Why don't you just put me on the schedule when the other assistant manager's working?
I don't make the schedule, Kelsey. The manager makes the schedule. I have very little agency at this job. Just.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's just a job.
All right, I'll try it.
Just try to be nice to these two people. They look like they're on a date or something.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, here's the notes. And it's just kind of, like, wild because, you know, it's like mitosis, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Cells and, like...
Splitting
up and... Polymers, chain of monomers, and, you know, science is hard, and I need your help with it. Whew! Hey, can I buy you lunch? Thank you for this.
Oh, that's okay. My parents left me with $200.
Are you kidding? Mine too. They're on a wine vacation up in Napa. What?
No, it's okay. Mine are also on a wine vacation, but...
Where?
Well, it's like...
I'm sure it's great.
It is. It's just burgeoning. It's not, like, yet established.
I'm in high school. There's literally no wine country you could say that would make me have any opinion one way or another about you.
You're right. Temecula.
Cool.
So they trusted me to stay on my own. You too, or do you have, like, an aunt stopping by?
No. No aunts. They're all... dead. I don't know why
God.
I said that. I don't have any aunts. Both of my parents are.
Psst. Do not talk about dead aunts.
I don't even have any dead aunts.
Why'd you say that?
I panicked. It seemed like a dramatic thing to do.
Okay, why don't you just say something like, but the cool thing about.
Sorry, I have to talk to. I'm sorry, trench coat man. Do you need something? I'll go talk to you over here by the door. I'll be. Lexi, I'm so sorry. I'll be.
Oh
right
my
back.
Gosh, no, I love guys in trench coats. What do I do?
Honestly, you're doing great.
Okay, good.
I don't know why this other trench coat man is here. I'm gonna try to figure out what his deal is. Okay? I'll report back. What do I say?
Just say something about, like, oh, yeah, die. It's really hard sometimes, but the cool thing about death is it makes you like, appreciate the ones that you have.
Oh, so double down on the lie about dead ends.
Oh, right. It's
I feel
a lie.
Like I already
no, don't lie,
gave...
don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. Say like, you should just be cute. Be like, I'm so sorry. You make me nervous. I don't even have ants.
Got it. Nailed it. Hey, Lexi. Yeah. I'm so sorry. You make me nervous. I don't even like ants.
What?
I need a second. Sorry. I said I don't even like ants. Now she's thinking about the bug? Like, what am I talking about?
Oh my gosh,
about?
Dude, you gotta just calm down.
I'm sorry, Trenchcoat Man. You need...
A minute for the environment, which you gave me. Wow, I really appreciate that.
Thank you. I like the environment, Lexi. I'm so sorry. I don't have any aunts. Both of my parents are only children. So my house has no one coming by it. I am alone there. In my house, no one is coming on to check. Does that make sense?
Yep.
My aunts aren't dead. They are not. They are imaginary. Cool.
You imagine aunts?
No, I don't imagine them. I don't think about... I don't have
them. Do you guys want a bread bowl or whatever?
Oh my God, I'm sorry. Kelsey? I think. Yeah, let me get the green goddess salad with no chicken and just the bread, not the apple, that's bullshit. And drink. Are you sure I can't get lunch for you? They gave me $200 also.
I mean, if you want.
Yeah, you're giving me notes. It's the least I can do.
Okay. I'll have a broccoli cheddar in a bread bowl. That's oh my God, that's too decadent.
No.
It comes with a side? Can I have bread as the side?
Honestly, as long as you don't get the apple, you're doing it right.
Thanks.
Yeah, hello, I wanna... No, me and this other trench coat man are not together.
I'm okay, actually. I don't think I need anything at all.
Oh, really? Then what are you doing here?
I'm just here to wait for an associate, and I want to order when they get here.
Me too. I have many associates, because I am a business CEO. And...
Yes, and I am very interested in shares.
Yes, me as well. But I would like a cookie, please.
That actually sounds really good. Could I also get a cookie?
I will foot the bill for that because I'm very, very rich.
Actually, man. I will foot the bill for that because I'm also very rich.
Well, no, please,
sir. We find ourselves at an impasse. Who will pay for these two cookies?
Well, perhaps we will engage in a sort of trench coat gentleman's game.
I know very much about what you speak.
Yeah, we'll of course list things from our resumes.
Our CVs, if you will.
I will, because I also studied in Britain, where they call them CVs. She just threw two cookies at us to make us go away. Okay.
That one's for you.
This one's yours.
This one. Here you go.
Hey.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be paying attention. I need to go.
Me too.
Okay. This table is good for me because it kind of has a view of that. The bathroom
I need to be
is closed.
In that booth. I have so irritable that I bowels. Can sit.
I mean.
What?
This is a good booth for me to be in because it's so close to that, the bathroom. Not that other table. I don't
eyes
care about that
meet, except they don't meet because they're both wearing sunglasses. Hands touch, except they don't touch because their trench coat. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
that they don't bump from each other, that our knees can't bump. I look back to see if he looks back, but he didn't look back, at least not when I did. So if I look back, well, he might look back, but he doesn't look back, not at me.
This is such a strange, strange feeling. I don't know who I am. I thought I only loved older women. I think I'm next to a younger man.
I guess you have a little bit of facial hair, so you're what, like 19? I'm 16, I have only tiny bits of facial hair.
Yeah, yeah, happens for everyone at a different time. I guess we both have come clean, neither of us are businessmen CEOs. That's okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry I lied, I'm trying to help a friend.
Yeah, me too. And by a friend, I mean a family. And by help, I mean help.
Hey, I know you're not 21, but could you get me beer?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Who are you?
Michael?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm sorry, can you excuse me for 1 second? I'm sorry, you can look over the notes as much as...
Yep, that's why I'm here.
And...
For the notes.
Let me know if... Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Mom? Dad?
That's not...
My dick can't answer this.
Someone's in... Oh, we've got it. This is our daughter. This could be an emergency.
But we are. We've been drinking buckets of wine.
I know we put the wine in the buckets. I don't drink it all. But this is our baby girl.
We got
She calls us on the phone. We have to answer it because she could be caught on fire or drowned. Hello.
Hello.
Go for dad and mom.
Here they are. No buckets. Why'd I lie to her? Mom, dad, are you guys okay?
We're okay. Sometimes. When mommy and daddy love wine very much.
They have to go away, and they have to have very much a lot of it.
We've been drinking, sweetheart. What do you need? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I guess this isn't the right time. I just, I was looking for your advice about something.
No, we're very honest when we're drunk. It may be hard to understand, but you will get the unfiltered truth from us right now.
Never been a better
time. We are waiting for the next episode of Game of Thrones to come on HBO. So we're kind of in an in-between the Dune and Marathon. But right now it's just Joffrey, and I hate him so much. So you tell me what's going on.
Well, the thing is I think I have a crush on a boy, and we're finally hanging out, but I...
No sex. Too soon.
Sweetheart.
Wait for it. I trust her. She's just what?
Sweetheart, we can't open with that.
Okay. I love you and I trust you.
You make that decision when you're ready, but be safe. Maybe we should hang up.
Safe sex. Safe sex is okay sex. Sex is okay as long as it's safe. Your mother and I don't have to be because we're married. And sometimes we are anyway, because we're not trying to conceive right now. I got a vasectomy.
So it's
also a man's job to make sure a woman doesn't get pregnant if he doesn't want a kid. It's easier for a man to do than a woman. You tell him that. You tell him that right now.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up. I'm sorry. I really wanted your advice, but you're just telling me about your vasectomy.
No,
baby girl. No, we're sorry. No. Guys, okay, look, Scotty actually gave me really good advice about how I just need to be myself, but it's hard to be yourself when you're nervous, so how are you less nervous?
Did he tell you he's a lawyer? Because
he's not a lawyer. We shouldn't tell you this, but we like you better than him. Don't tell him.
Shh.
What?
Shh, don't tell him.
Oh my gosh, I said I love them the same, but I like her better.
That's true.
Like, I would fully, oh my gosh,
I'm saving them. We love both of our children.
But I prefer the one that's easier.
Yes, she asked a question.
Okay, how do you be yourself?
How do you be yourself? Okay, yourself is beautiful.
And yourself is an angel.
You have the face of an angel. And you have the eyes of an angel. And you have the soul of an angel.
And your shoes are angels.
We're not giving good advice. And that's okay.
And
because
that's okay.
We're being honest with you, and that's the most important thing, is you got to be honest. I'm so hungry right now.
She hung up. Fair.
Fair.
Good job, girl. Sorry. Oh my gosh, my soup.
Yeah, it comes real fast here.
I should have remembered that. Now it has a weird, like, broccoli cheddar skin on it.
No, it's great. It's kind of like French onion, but broccoli cheddar.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I tried to call my parents because I don't know what to say to you.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to you either. The reason I've been so weird, honestly, is because I have to do everything in my power to just not list the parts of you that are like an angel. Because honestly, that is all that goes through my head when I see you. You have like the brain of an angel and the eyes of an angel and like all that sounds mega creepy, and I'm so sorry. I have a crush on you, and I would, and also Michael wants beer from your brother. That's less important. Most important,
I think they're getting it.
Who's that other guy?
Oh, that's my brother.
They both have the same trench coat? That's wild. I guess that's what you get when a Primark opens up in town. It's just good
Everyone's
clothes.
Everyone's getting a trench coat.
Good clothes at low prices.
That was really nice when you just said that. And I don't think of every part of you as an angel, but that's because I think of every part of you as something I don't even have the word for.
Sure.
Like
a not quite as good Michael?
No, I would never say that.
Like a lesser Michael.
Oh my
a
gosh.
Demi Michael?
No. Do you really think Michael's that great?
He's pretty great.
Yeah, he is pretty great. No, it's like, I don't know. It's like when I think about you, I suddenly don't have the words, and I normally really have words.
Oh, sure. Yeah. When I think about you, angel, 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 angel.
And when I think about you, I think.
Sure. Yeah. And when I think about you, angel, 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 angel. But like, maybe we could think a little less, and over time just figure.
Same idea.
start as friends?
Why don't we think a little less? Take a little more time. Think a little less. Take a little more time.
This sounds great.
I think there's good. Yeah.
This is good.
I think we need to be okay with the idea that the beginning is going to have a lot of awkward parts between the two of us.
Yeah, it's like beginnings are hard.
Changels.
Endings are hard.
Endings are hard.
Middles are, it's, who knows?
Yeah, I guess like...
ups, downs.
That's like a book, right?
Twists and turns.
The beginnings are hard and the ends are hard and the middle is what you're there for.
That was really beautiful. And you didn't even say angel once.
I didn't?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh. You just said something really articulate. It didn't seem like you had a problem saying anything at all.
Oh my gosh, it's working. Hey, Gus.
Hi.
I'm drunk, but it's okay. My best friend, who I love forever, gave me 2 sips of beer. Guys, it's hard to be the standard of which everyone is judged.
I know about that because I'm also very good at. I don't know about that.
Of course you are.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you do. You freaking magnificent beast.
Thank you.
I can't wait for 2 more years when you feel more comfortable trying to date me.
Sure. I'm not. Yeah.
I'm gonna wish those 2 years away.
Okay.
I wanna think so much more and rush through this time. I'm gonna think about you more. Rush through this time.
I'm realizing now because of your confidence in me. Dante might just be better. Maybe he's even Scotty. Or what was my first name?
I wasn't there.
Sure. I'm gonna just be Dante, a 19-year-old who somehow some beer.
Yeah. Oh,
boy. So
oh my gosh. Oh gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I think. Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah, babe.
I have to tell you something.
What?
I wanna hang out with you and drink a little more wine. I wanna hang out with you and drink a little. In a dark room. Go ahead.
I want to apologize for all the things I said to you. I think that a lot of my anger towards you is coming from the fact that I don't like my job as an assistant manager here, and because you're lower on the very, very small totem pole here, I just sort of took it out on you, and I'm sorry for that. I have quit.
You quit?
Yeah. My brother works at an art gallery, and I'm going to go work there.
Wait. Me come also?
I wanna work with you and appraise art that is fine. I wanna
work with you and appraise art that is fine.
I wanna think a little less and drink a little more.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
musical. We're gonna bring out all the actors and the costume designers and the directors out on stage right now. Give them a round of applause. Thank you. Here they are. Well, as you know, you've just witnessed the fully realized new production of this musical. We have the entire cast, the directors, all of the writers out on stage right now, and we're going to do a talk back with them. So if anyone has a question for any of them,
raise your hand,
and we will kind of come find you.
We have time for like two or three questions.
Just a couple questions. If anyone has a question for anyone in the cast.
A designer, how did they design that Panera?
Yeah, sure, yes, sir.
Composer, how did they compose that Panera?
Who's your question for?
Yeah, it's for the director and the writer. I just was curious how you got the Panera sponsorship.
You wouldn't believe this, but they are hungry for it.
Very, very. Now, we at Panera are always looking for new opportunities.
Oh, sorry, yes. This is our brand ambassador.
Hello.
From Panera?
Yes.
Yes, and I'm the director, and it was a symbiotic relationship.
Yes. I thought, what makes people want to eat a sandwich? What do people think about when they think of Panera? And they think sandwich? And then I think, what makes people want a sandwich? Hunger. What makes people hungry? Time.
Theater.
What takes up time? Theater.
So you see, I was a very natural collaboration.
I'm honestly surprised more businesses aren't doing it. I think it'll be the future.
Great.
Great. Who else has a question? For anyone at all? Yes, yes, no, no. Anyone? Yeah, there we go.
I'd like to know how it was translating from the original French.
I do not feel like they did a very good job. Sorry, I'm not the translator, I'm the original playwright. This is the translator.
Yeah, so it's hard because sometimes there's a colloquialism that doesn't really translate. And I'll tell you what the trickiest part was, the opening song about the food that the young boys are buying. He really fought me on that. He said, no, it's meant to be a baguette.
It's a baguette, and then it's a cheese and a croissant. What are all these things, these kinds of Mountain Dew? They are not illegal in the EU.
I know, that was a tough battle. I had to convince him that we had to set the right tone, and we needed the boys to start there to show their growth. By the end, they're buying dim sum. Now they are throwing it in the ocean.
Some of these things also do not translate so well. Like, two men meeting in trench coats is very French. I do not think it has the same sort of like an American audience.
More like a private eye, less than a cool. But we did our best, and I like to think we're friends now.
I like to think we are acquaintances. That's as close as anyone gets to me. But that is a high praise. I like you very much. You did as best as you could do with American language.
This is the most we've spoken.
Yes. I'm done making eye contact with you now.
We have time for one last question.
This is for the actor who played Michael. I'm just curious how you were so emotionally mature with playing a relationship with an older gentleman that, that might be like frowned upon in certain cultures, but I just wonder how you went about that.
Thank you so much. For me, I think you'd understand a lot if you saw my bedroom. It's exclusively Timothée Chalamet posters. I like to think that this is my breakout, Call Me By Your Name. I came to rehearsal with several peaches. They refused. But, I think that the subject matter is handled deftly. There's really, and honestly, not a huge age difference between the boys, but they might be in two different places in their lives to have a consensual relationship. But I think, it's more about Michael discovering himself. And really, I think Timothy's doing great work. I don't have the jawline he does, but I think I have the emotive capabilities.
I agree. As the person who cast you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that question. I appreciate that piece of praise.
There's a lot of relationships. Sorry. Third dramaturg here. Not the first dramaturg or the second dramaturg. The third.
That's us.
Yeah. Yarn Ferrier. Thank you, guys. There's a lot of relationships that maybe had sort of bigger blown out versions of them in earlier drafts of the script that we didn't sort of get into that sort of mirror that.
I think probably my favorite one that had to hit the cutting room floor, unfortunately, is that of Trevor and the manager of the Panera, who we ultimately don't ever meet. So this is a cut song between the two of those.
It's hard, and you have doubts, and so I know it's hard to live in my shadow. But I see great things in you, it's true. Trevor, be more like the bread and rise.
And rise. And rise. Okay. Can I manage, assist and manage to do something I've always feared? I think I manage, assist and manage to tell you this after.
So if this is your first introduction to us, we'd love for you to check out the rest of our podcast.
We also have an album that just came out. It's called The Calendar Album. It's not improvised. And it's available everywhere albums are available. Thank you so much for coming out, Phil. You've been fantastic.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Give it up one more time for Off Book, Jess McKenna.